Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I really mean it when I say that I am extremely happy to give you meditation instruction. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes. We're going to start very soon. Please take your seat and get settled. You can sit on a cushion on the floor. And I mentioned in case this is your first time with the Open Heart Project. If so, hello. You can sit on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, but put one ankle in front of the other instead of on top, because this hurts. But it's also good to sit in a chair. And if you do sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And before we get started, I want to share with you a very simple exercise that changes everything, basically. I don't think I'm exaggerating. Perhaps some of you are familiar with the work of the wonderful person, it's hard to know what to call her, Byron Katie, whose first book was called Loving What Is. And she has this extremely powerful practice that consists of asking yourself four questions, but I'm just going to focus on one. And that question is, who would I be without that thought? So I ask you, before you start your practice today, what's bugging you? What are you afraid of today? What are you worried about? And it could be anything from, I am worried that I have cancer, God forbid, to, I'm not looking forward to going to work, to, I need to have more money, whatever it might be. So ask yourself this question, who would you be without that thought? Like, say that thought just magically disappeared. Who would you be? How would you feel? What would your mood be? So the reason I find this so useful and so fascinating is because that's how powerful our thoughts are. And as we see as meditators from working with our thoughts, we have a choice about whether to place our attention on those thoughts or not. So even with the most solid and difficult thoughts, we still always have the option to let go. So know that as we sit and practice, we are cultivating this most profound capacity to sort of rule our worlds, our inner worlds, by the way we hold our own minds. So let's practice that, shall we? Please sit up straight to begin your practice. That posture is the beginning of the practice. And the reason sitting up straight is important, I'm sure there's mystical reasons, but it's also because it feels different to sit like this than it does to sit like this. Simply taking a good seat helps you recall your natural dignity. It affirms your dignity. The hands are palms down, resting on the thighs just above the knee, or wherever feels comfortable. And tune into the strength of your back body. Its grace. And now tune into the softness of your front body. Your belly can relax, your heart and lungs, your throat. And if I ask you to find where the strength of your back body ends and the softness of your front body begins, you cannot, because they are inseparable, two sides of one coin, and this is true on an inner level as well. The chin is tucked a little bit and the mouth is closed. Breath comes in and out through the nose, however it does. There's no special instructions for breathing. And in our practice, the eyes remain open and the gaze cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, or what would be there if you could see that far. I Let the eyes soften. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit, while the sit bones continue to root down. And in this way, we join heaven and earth in our own bodies, as they say. Let your attention ride the breath. Like it was a wave, and your attention was a little feather that was sort of tickling the crest of the wave. And it rolls in on the inhale and recedes out on the exhale. And then another wave begins. And you ride that one too. Your mind continues to make thoughts, which is quite fortunate, because it would be weird if it suddenly stopped. But those thoughts are not the object of our attention for the meantime. So just let them be there. Most of them will flicker and go out with like fireflies without really distracting you. But if you notice that you become absorbed in thought to the point where you've forgotten about the breath, that is actually really great, because you just woke up and saw what your mind was doing, and now you have a choice. In this case, that choice is to let go of the thought, no matter what its content. Gently return your attention to the breath, and with great kindness toward yourself, take a fresh start. That's it. So we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. See you next time. And P.S., there's some very exciting new changes coming up to the Open Heart Project around the end of September, so I just love working with you all so much. I'm developing new ways to do so, so please stay tuned.
Bye.